Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Everyone's welcome to join for the Siyum, Baruch Hashem. First of all, we owe some gratitude to Hashem. We have to say thank you to Hashem always that He gives us the zechut to learn Torah. I always say it's a zechut to learn Torah. That means if you're given extra couple minutes a day and you're able to listen to a few minutes of Torah, it's a zechut, it's not a burden. It's an actual zechut that a person has. That's number one. Number two, of course, we have to thank our sponsor for today's breakfast, Nadav and Matyan. Hashem should give him bracha, hatzlacha, parnasa tova, and all of the blessings in the world, b'zad Hashem. And anybody else who's supported and is continuing to support, b'zad Hashem, not financially, I'm saying support coming to our class, b'zad Hashem. That's the support that we're looking for. We don't, you know, most classes, by the way, most classes, yeah, I'm going to get to it. Most classes, they when they do refuah shlema list and lilu nishmat, they charge money for it. So I was recently at a shul, and they were doing a few sponsored lilu nishmats, and then someone screamed out a name also. And they're like, eh, you have to pay. I was like, oi. I was like, you're saying for someone's name, for refuah shlema, for the neshama to go up here. So we have 50 names, Baruch Hashem. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but we have 50 names that we're praying for every day, and anyone who wants to add to it, kulam arbeh, harizim shubach, anyone wants to add, it's great. So we don't charge anything with Hashem, and we don't have any fees, nothing. Just come and listen to Torah. Another thing, just before we start, is we have to thank also the people who are in person listening and also the people who are listening on recordings. I think there are more people listening on recordings than usually in person. Anyone who wants to listen, Torah is all good. I think it's important for a person to listen anywhere in the world. You need to have Torah in your life every single day. So it's important to listen to Torah every day, and I think that's what we created. One last thing, person I want to thank before we continue. This class, this idea, at first we had, it was a chavruta that Nadav and I had maybe from 2-3 years ago. We were learning Pirkei Avot. And then we felt that we were being selfish, so we decided to start sharing it with the world. So we decided to turn it into a class. Now the decision of how to precisely make the class, and where to make it, and when to make it, this was something I learned actually from Rabbi Shlomo Farchi. He's a rabbi in New York City. He's a rabbi in one of the Safra shuls. He's a very, very big Talmid Chacham. And he had this big breakfast and learning, breakfast in class. He would go for about 15-20 minutes every day. He still does it. Every day he teaches about the parasha, a different part about the parasha. And this is where I got the idea from. I tried it a little bit. I tested the times. I started to see how much people's attention spans last. I didn't see them last, even myself, past 10 minutes. So we decided to keep it at 10-minute mark. We try not to go over the 10-minute mark, and we ended up with there. And Baruch Hashem, I think we've succeeded from there. We do a little bit of Torah every single day. So I owe him that thank you as well for giving the idea. But today's class will be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim. ובכללם חמדה ברכה וחדושן אל המלך הנוכה ברבקה שרה בן מניר שלמה מצרה דוד בן הרכה יפה ודברה רבקה בת יוחבת רבקה בת עשר שלמה מסרף רב מן הימושה בן חנה יפה בן מרים יהודה בן יפה חי עשר ברצוחה רבקה בן חנה שמחה בן מעקה מרים ולכו ידעס בן מרים וחנה אליאנה בן נאום ולכו ידעס ברתמה עשר בחנה כבר יגידו בה ברכה דנו עשר יצחה בן עלי יעקב בן תמרה מכה לשוב בן נטר ומפה יוסף בן דבר שלמה 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 פנינה יוסף בן יפה דניה מדינה שמחה בן ליה Ephraim ben Leah, Chayyim ben Leah, Margadim ben Yaakov, Shaul ben Kedilu, Kedilu, Avdil ben Nishmat, David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Eliel Dinah bat Ephraim, Shimon ben Mishael, Rina Makah bat Dan, Boaz ben Avram, Dinah bat Aharon. Okay, now we can begin some Torah. So to finish off, the Chavetz Chaim, he closes off the book. Of course, we know the last few weeks we've been talking about Shiduchim. We've been talking about a person who comes to ask for advice about a marriage partner or someone he's going out with or something of the sort. We talked about what you're allowed to talk about, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, and so on and so forth. Today, the Chavetz Chaim explains, and he said this many times throughout the whole book, but he goes over it again, that there's an extreme difference between someone who knows information firsthand versus someone who heard the information from someone else. When you hear information firsthand, and you see it with your own eyes, that's one thing. When you hear, oh, Nadav told me X, Y, and Z, I'm not, Chas v'Shalom, putting down anyone who said something to me, but I'm saying because I did not hear it or see it with my own eyes, it does not keep it at that same level. And it makes it completely different. So what that means is, if let's say you're giving constructive lashon hara, or you're telling someone something about the shiduch that they want to go out with, they ask you about a certain person, and they want to know this person's spiritual, so, you know, what level they are in spirituality, what level they are in Judaism. If you don't know at first hand what their level is, you're not supposed to tell them that I know that they are like this or they are like that, just because you made assumptions. This is something that Chavetz Chaim has stressed many times, but he goes on it again to finish the book, and he explains that it's so important because many times people think that because I know who the person is, I can assume X, Y, and Z about him. But that's not true. If you don't know something firsthand, you shouldn't say. What he does say, which is something Nadav asked me recently also, is what if you heard something firsthand and you think X, Y, and Z about someone, but you don't know for sure. You think that their religious level is like this. You think that their monetary level is like this, but you don't know for sure. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you want to give that information over, you have to word it in the way that you know it. So you can say, I heard from someone and I think that this is the person's religious level. I am not for sure. Why? So at least you're giving over the constructive information that the person needs to know in order to move forward. But you're not bending any way and you're not exaggerating any way. And this is not only in shidduchim. I know some people are looking at me, I'm already married, it's not so practical, right? It's not only in shidduchim. It's with anything in life. Someone comes to ask you for advice. Someone comes to tell you something. You want to listen to something. What you're allowed to listen to, what you're allowed to tell. It has to do with, number one, if you heard something firsthand, or versus number two, if you heard it from someone else. In Lashon Hara, anything that is broken telephone, or even telephone for that matter, if you heard it from someone else, is a no-go. You cannot go and start repeating things that you heard about from someone else, about someone else. And even if you saw it directly about someone, something, don't think that that person is continuing in that direction. What do I mean? You go and you see someone walk into a non-kosher restaurant. And you know there's someone who's not so observant, they go and eat non-kosher. Right? Don't all of a sudden just assume that that person is someone who eats non-kosher. And that person, he was walking into that restaurant and eating non-kosher, and they do that every day. Don't assume that. Don't make that assumption. And don't go and start spreading that. Why? You don't know. You don't know. Maybe they're walking in there to use the restroom. Maybe they're walking in there to get a cup of coffee. There are many times, and there's difficult questions and situations that a person has to go away for business. And the person they want to meet with, they say, okay, come meet me in this restaurant. Come meet me in this coffee shop. Are you allowed to go? Are you not allowed to go? I'm not getting into the questions. I don't want to get into the halakhic ramifications. But in the aspect of reality, there are many times that people go and do that. They go and sit in a coffee shop with someone and meet with them, right? Many times the coffee shop has non-kosher food. What you think, what a person thinks on the outside, think about them, you have to make sure to judge the person favorably. You have to make sure always to look in the positive route and not to, you know, to think of that person in a bad way, even though you know their personality, or even though you may know who they are and how they are. You have to be able to judge them favorably. And that judging favorably is so important because that affects how you think about them, how you think about people in general, and how you're going to repeat information over to someone. If someone comes to ask you, I want to hire this person. I heard that you know them. Someone told me that you are friends with them. How do you respond? You only can tell the person the information that you know. So I know this person because I went to school with him. I went to school with him 6 years ago. I haven't seen him in 6 years. I can't tell you anything more than that. You know, and sometimes it's very difficult because sometimes the person wants to pressure you and put more pressure on you in order for you to give some details that you may think about them because they value what you think about the person because you know them more than anyone else. But the problem is that you don't know who the person is in the past 5 years. And I'll tell you something. The Gemara says that if you see a Talmid Chacham, if you see a Torah learned person, he goes and sins, don't think that he's a sinner. Already by that evening, the next morning, he's already done teshuvah. He already repented and he's already a tzaddik again. And I think this idea works for many people, if not everyone. Every Jew, you see someone make a mistake, you see someone doing something wrong, don't just assume that, oh, because they're doing something wrong today, that means tomorrow they're continuing. No. Maybe tomorrow they're already done teshuvah. Maybe tomorrow they're a different person. Maybe they repented. Maybe they're a better person. Maybe they found Hashem that night. You know, there's many stories of people who they go to one class one night, they get inspired, all of a sudden they flip out, they become religious, and then the rest is history. You imagine, you see that person that day, they went into a non-kosher sushi restaurant. Chas v'shalom, right? Non-kosher, eating non-kosher fish. There's Isur Torah, there's a violation of Torah law for a person to eat non-kosher fish. Person does it. That night he goes to the shiur. He listens to the shiur, gets inspired. He or she, they get inspired, they become observant, they start keeping Shabbat, they start keeping mitzvot, keeping kosher. You that saw them that day, all of a sudden you see them next week and you look at them and you're like, this guy's not religious. Meanwhile, you don't even know the person is more observant than you now. You don't know, you don't realize how the tables can turn so quickly because in today's generation, that's how it works. A lot of times people flip-flop and a lot of times people are straight, but we don't know. And because we don't know the situations, we should never judge a person. We should always look at a person in a positive light. And when we look at a person in a positive light, it will 100% change the way you speak about people. If you're always thinking positive, then your words will always be positive as well. If you're thinking negative, if you're putting negative thoughts into your mind about the people around you, about the people that you don't know so well, then when you speak, it's always going to be negative. When someone comes and gives you a compliment, you're going to take it in the negative. It's like a lot of times this happens with women, right? Person goes to a woman, or goes to his wife more commonly, and he says, I think you look beautiful. Says this to his wife. Well, yesterday I didn't look beautiful. What? I think you look very skinny today. Oh, so you're calling me fat yesterday. Right? First of all, this is Baruch Hashem, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the mind. every woman has a certain way to think, and it's different than the men. This is how God created women. You say one thing, they hear something different. You say something different, they heard the first thing. No matter what you say, it'll be interpreted in a different way. And this is just how women are. Why am I mentioning this? Because a lot of times you have to know who you're speaking to and how to speak to them and what way to speak to them. And be very precise in what you say in order to not offend anyone, in order to say things that are only in the positive light. When you're with your wife and you're speaking only positive things, then the thoughts and the conversations are always about positive things. And I'll end with this one line. The Gemara says that Le'olam al-yiftach adam picha piv la-satan. A person should never open up their mouth to the satan, to the devil. What does that mean? A person should never open up their mouth to the negative ideas, the negative thoughts. The Gemara brings a story, and I'm going a minute overboard, but I'll just finish with the story. He says that there was this rabbi who said, there's many people who drink this poisonous drink, and there's many people who will drink this poisonous drink. What is that referring to? Lo aleinu, lo aleinu, it's referring to death. He says many people they've taken death, they've hit death, they've passed away, and there's many people who will pass away. God created it. The Gemara says it's a path that God set out from the beginning of the creation of the world, that everyone will end up dying after 120 Bezad Hashem. But never open up your mouth for that negative thought, the Gemara says. Never say that. Okay, you want to say people have died before? Okay, never say people will die. Why? You're cursing people. You're opening up your mouth to negative. When you open up your mouth or your mind to negative thoughts and to negative ideas, that's when bad spirits and bad thoughts and bad concepts go out into the world. And this, you're supporting the Yetzirah. You're supporting the evil spirit or the devil to do what he's trying to do and to conquer Am Yisrael. And so, B'ezrat Hashem, we only open up our mouths and our minds and our thoughts only for good, only for positivity. We only think about people and judge people in the favorable way. We think about people in a good way. And B'ezrat Hashem, this should never bring us to ever speak words of Lashon Hara. And B'ezrat Hashem, Monday morning, we're starting a new book, but you have to come and find out what that is. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.